quote of the day, which is just a jewel today. Kyle Malin, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tony?
The real prize, as everyone has been saying, is the chance of humiliating Romney on his home turf. That comes from Mark Grebner, who is the founder of Practical Political Consultants, on the results of the Michigan Congressional District Survey, which suggests Mitt Romney could lose the popular vote, but take away the majority of Michigan's delegates. There's a new poll out now, and Romney is back on top.
You know, it's just amazing how these things just change every day, isn't it, Tony? You know, yesterday we did a poll that that showed that while Rick Santorum was up slightly on Mitt Romney, that if you look at individual congressional districts, and that's how these candidates end up getting their delegates for the national convention, if you look at that, it was very possible that Rick Santorum could win Michigan but lose the delegate count, because Mitt Romney was doing well in those congressional districts that have few Republican voters. So let's say the 5th district over by Flint, the 13th, the 14th over in Detroit, or the 12th over by Dearborn and Ann Arbor, that area right there. So that was kind of an interesting dynamic. And then midnight came, and Steve Mitchell from Mitchell Communications emailed us his latest poll that he did with Rosetta Stone just yesterday. And that poll showed that Mitt Romney was actually up 2 points on Rick Santorum, a change from the 9 previous polls that we've seen out there already, Tony. Not a huge change, but I think a trend that was beginning to develop in the polls, where Romney was overtaking Rick Santorum, probably in big part to the huge campaign buy that his campaign has put out there, at least 3 times more than Rick Santorum. So the new poll from Mitchell Communications and Rosetta Stone and MERS has Romney up 32 to Rick Santorum's 30%. Newt Gingrich is at 9, and Ron Paul is at 7. But here's another critical factor here, Tony. About 1 in 5 voters, 22%, are still undecided.
Kyle, we have been in contact with Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum's campaigns. Haven't got anything scheduled yet. Mitt Romney has his press secretary coming on our program tomorrow. Herman Cain also tomorrow. What I'm finding is that Mitt Romney saw he was getting his backside handed to him, so he's spending a lot more money and a lot more effort to trying to get Michigan back.
Well, that's absolutely correct, Tony. He's got surrogates all over the state. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Rick Santorum kind of made a last-minute appearance at the Kent County Republican Lincoln Day dinner. Well, the Romney campaign made sure to get the biggest high-profile person they could get at that Kent County Lincoln Day dinner. They flew the governor of Virginia over there to speak on his behalf, and also had other surrogates as well. He had Lisa Lyons Posthumous and Dave Hildenbrand, who are obviously from Kent County and also Romney supporters.
All right, Kyle, I've got to get to a news break. Can I call you back in a few minutes? I got a few questions for the Capitol.
Let's do it.